It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift announced yesterday on an Instagram Live that her new album, Lover, will be released on August 23rd. The new album will feature her latest single, Me, as well as another song, You Need to Calm Down, which was released last night at midnight.
And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and storms never broke my bones, so
the song.
I know you do.
I don't know. I've heard it so much that I started to like it more and more. It's definitely a pride anthem, in my opinion. If you listen to the whole thing, you can swipe up. We have a blog up at joeandalexshow.com, but it's on our Instagram story, too.
Yeah, I do like it. I have to say, the more I listen to it, the more I like it. So the music video for that song will be released on Monday.
Ooh.
And the Lover album will have 18 songs, which is the most of any of Taylor's albums. Also, a side note, Instagram shut down yesterday during her Instagram Live.
Do you think there's a coincidence or
I what? I don't think it's a coincidence. I think maybe that was planned or something. I don't know. But she also addressed her fans during her Instagram Live.
The album is called Lover. It's coming out August 23rd. And an easy way to remember that date is that August is the 8th month. And then 23, 2 plus 3, so you just add it all together, 8 plus 2 plus 3 equals I'm obnoxious. So, you know, everything, you know, if you just want to remember that by like, oh, it adds up to 13, there's an easy way to do it.
I love how she does like little almost riddles and like puzzles like that.
I admire, but my head hurts trying to understand everything.
Okay, so Lindsay Lohan during this whole Instagram Live was relentlessly commenting and saying like, oh my gosh, I love you. So does my sister. She commented again and said, you should respond. We think you're great. And Swift never acknowledged her, so she kept going and said, my mom was in Cats, which is so random.
Well,
you should respond to your following fans. And Swift just never addressed it.
I guarantee you she probably didn't even see it when she was doing it live.
No, probably not. I just thought it was funny. So Jessica Biel is under fire. So this happened a couple days ago with the whole vaccination drama. And she's trying to explain herself because she is opposing a vaccine bill in California. The actress took to Instagram to defend her decision, saying that she was not anti-vaxxer, but was opposing legislation to tighten up immunization laws in the state. She explained, I am not against vaccinations. I support children getting vaccinations, and I also support families having the right to make educated medical decisions for their children alongside their physicians. So the vaccination legislation seeks to make it more difficult for doctors to grant exemptions to the state's immunization requirements. So this bill comes as there is a nationwide measles outbreak, mainly due to people not getting vaccines for the disease.
I understand people have beliefs, but at the same time, like if your belief affects me, like or my kid, I mean, like, you got to protect the kids,
yeah,
right?
And it's not only just, like, affecting, like, your kid or, like, one person. Like, this is something that could, like, wipe out people all across our nation. Like, thousands and thousands of people died from this, like, a thousand or, like, years ago and almost, like, wiped out our population. So,
I go back to elementary school, Liv, and I remember when we had to get our cootie shots, the circle, circle, dot, dot.
Right, of course.
I mean, that thing was spreading like crazy, at least at my school.
Celine Dion set two records with her two Las Vegas residencies that began in 2003, and it came to an end earlier this year. The residency sold 4,555,752 tickets and made $681.3 million, making it the highest grossing and best-selling residency of all time. Her first residency, A New Day, lasted from 2003 to 2007, while Celine lasted from 2011 to 2019.
God, I'm so bummed I never got to see her live.
I know. Well, she's doing a tour.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she's starting her world tour, which you will definitely see.
We need to see her. We need to see her.
Okay, so Drake was super fired up last night because his Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship against the Golden State Warriors in the Game 6 of the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So while the team celebrated inside Oracle Arena, Drake, super fan, was back in Toronto watching the game with all of the fans at Jurassic Park. That's where all of the Toronto fans like gather around.
I love that they call that that. Yeah,
yes,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so they all gather around and watch it like live together. And so he was there instead of being in California at the Warriors Stadium. And the rapper was super happy when the final buzzer sounded as he jumped around with the buddy while confetti shot into the air and the party began in Toronto. For all the drama that he has caused and the publicity that he has given to the NBA Finals, I'm happy for him.
Jizzy Drake, yeah.
That is garbage.
Thank you, Liv. Appreciate it.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.